Yo, today's QOD is, are you willing to tolerate the worst in order to achieve the best? Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton at SeanCroxton.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to our Finance Friday episode where we talk about all things money mindset. We've got Dr. Dennis Kimbrough on the show today. You know, there's a lot of people who say, Sean, I can't start a business because I don't have the money. Or I'm in credit card debt. I'm on the verge of bankruptcy. Dr. Kimbrough is going to show you why bankruptcy is not the end of the world. And he's going to show you why money is not the biggest obstacle to launching your business. There's other things going on. There's other things that you can do that really don't require money, such as building your network. You know, I always tell people, because you know, people get so flustered with starting a business. They're looking for so much structure and they're putting their own obstacles in front of themselves that really don't need to be there. And, you know, I always say creating your own business right now is, it's never been easier. You know, back in the day, people had to, you know, pay big money to put their message on TV, or they had to put it in the yellow pages, or they had to buy bench space or billboard space, right? These days, you can start your business with the very device that is in your pocket right now. Like, there are no excuses. You don't need any money to turn on your YouTube, right? And then point the video camera at you and just to start talking and just start helping people. You know, I was on a podcast a few weeks ago and he's like, hey, you got any parting words for our listeners? And I just said, go out there and help people. Stop complicating it. We make it so complicated. I got to read this book. I got to take this course. I got to do all this stuff. Like, you're doing that so you won't take action. You're just putting obstacles in front of you just so you have an excuse to not do the thing because you're scared of doing the thing. And then people waste money on all of these products and courses and programs and all that stuff and never actually take action on them when you could have just pulled out your phone and started helping people. So money is not the obstacle for starting your business. It's you. Pull out your phone and build your network. Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, he's coming up.
Yes. David.
Yeah. My question is, if you want to start a business, right, but your credit is not as great, can you...
Welcome to the club.
Can you file for bankruptcy and still start a business, or...
Yeah, bankruptcy is not the end of the world, but I wouldn't suggest it. Okay? So, I mean, there are 50 million different ways that you could go ahead and fund a business, you know, without, you know, credit. Number one, you could use sweat equity. And what is sweat equity? You got your job during the day, you know, to pull money from that, you know, multiple streams of income. The number one, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, the number one, start your savings plan right now. And I don't care how much money you earn or the lack thereof. If you can't save 10% of every dime that you earn, the seeds of greatness aren't in you. So sweat equity is number one. All right? Number two, yeah, you can get an investor. You know, there's a story behind everything. But you can't, you know, you can't GET until you ASK. You can't do it until you tell your story. So everybody has a story. Every room has a door. Every door has a key. And damn it, every problem got a solution. So, I mean, share your story. All right, Mr. Investor, I know what you're thinking. You're asking me blah, blah, blah. I know you're thinking about my credit rating. Let me tell you the story behind that. I've had some tough circumstances in my life, and I had to make some difficult choices. You know, I don't come from the best circumstances. I couldn't find my father with a roadmap, and my mother, her knees were buckling under the financial weight of keeping the family together. So I had that choice, either keep good credit or support my mother while I'm in school. Now, you tell me an investor that wouldn't get behind you. Said, man, this guy is disciplined. I mean, this guy has values. There's a story behind everything. But you got to be able to share it. So, yeah. So, you know, but the thing is, pursue your dream. Don't you know you're going to be met with 50 million different obstacles? People make the mistake, man, that money is the number one reason. Money is not the reason. Number one reason why business fails is the third phase of entrepreneurship. And what is the third phase of entrepreneurship? When you have to move from an entrepreneur to a manager. There's a lot of folks that come up with an idea for a business, but damn it, can't manage. Steve Jobs couldn't manage. They fired Steve Jobs from Apple. And what did he do when he was down from Apple? He comes up with Pixar, and then he comes back to Apple. They called him a taskmaster. You know there are four different elements of managing. You got country club, you got task manager, you got the leader. There's a lot of folks out there who are dreamers and everything, but they can't move from entrepreneur to manager. And what is management about? Planning, organization, and control. So money isn't the number one obstacle. Some of you right now want to be entrepreneurs. If I gave you money right now, you're not ready for the money. You probably blow it. You don't even know what you're doing. It wouldn't be wise to invest in you right now. Go learn something first. Get it through your pretty little head. You're in business right now. You're an entrepreneur right now because you're in the first phase of entrepreneurship, which is called new venture creation. There are five levels, five phases of entrepreneurship. Number one is called new venture. And what is new venture? Well, I'm a student at Merritt College, but I know in the back of my head, I know in 3 years, I'm going to be a chef. I'm going to have my restaurant. I know it. It's written. Bank on it. You got it in the back of your head. So right now, you're in the first phase. You haven't committed any money. You don't even have a business card. You don't even have a place where to scout it out. You have nothing. You haven't done nothing. So what phase, you know, so what are you doing in phase one? You meeting people. You are networking. That's your job. You're meeting two new people every day in your field. That's your job. You may want to go job. You start your restaurant in your phase one. You might want to get a job being a waiter in one of the top restaurants here in Oakland area. Go ahead and wait on the table. Somebody, you tell them what you're going to do. Somebody will see the way. Man, I like the way that you waited on me. Man, I really like you. You like you have your heart into this. What are you doing? Well, I'm a college student at Merritt College. And, oh, yeah? How long? I got another year. What's your concentration? Business management, blah, blah, blah. But I have a dream. I want my own restaurant. You know, I like the way that you wait on tables. I like your attention to detail. If you ever start a restaurant, here's my card. Call me. Your net worth will always be a function of your network. And a proper network should put you in contact with anybody in this country within five phone calls. Well, Dr. Kimbrough, I want to talk to President Obama. How in the world I get President Obama? You find somebody to turn you on to what? Kamala Harris? Your congressman or woman? Your city councilman or woman? Come on, man, let's go. Let's go. Let's get innovative. Let's get strategic. Hope you're talking about strategy in this class. What are the four elements of strategy? Everybody uses the term strategy, but what are the four elements of strategy? Number one, what's the best that could happen? Number two, what's the worst that could happen? Number three, what's likely to happen? And number four, are you willing to tolerate the worst in order to achieve the best? Everybody on that wall, they were willing to tolerate the worst in order to achieve the best. Couple more questions, we're gonna get up and get out of here.
That was Dr. Dennis Kimbrough wrapping up the week. You can check out today's full talk over on the YouTube. It is called Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, Introduction to Business, Mrs. Mofidi. All right, my friend. Hey, episode 3 of Mindset Coach is out today. I hope you have subscribed to that one so you get a double dose of me on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Also, pick up your QOD merch at seancroxton.com/merch. I'm out. I'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Peace.